you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Positive cases of COVID-19 are rising across LA County. And just today, Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer noted that at the beginning of June, we were averaging 1,300 cases a day. Now we're averaging 2,400 new cases a day. And one reason for that,
people are not wearing their masks.
That was Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this afternoon. Yeah, people are also not, he said, practicing physical distancing the way they should. But about those face coverings, scientists and medical professionals universally agree that wearing one is highly effective at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Yet, take a look around, and you can see that not everyone is wearing them. There are a few reasons for this, but for some, those simple pieces of fabric have become a political symbol, leading some to believe that not wearing one is an act of political pride. So, to turn that tide, what about a marketing blitz? Earlier this week, Dr. Robert Wachter at UC San Francisco talked to us about the need for a big public awareness campaign, maybe featuring celebrities.
But I think the key is going to be having sports stars and having celebrities and influencers. And if I knew who an influencer was for a 25-year-old, I would tell you. I could tell you who they are for 60-year-olds.
Yeah.
But those are the kinds of people. We have to make it a norm.
After all, public service announcements changed how Americans view littering and not wearing a seatbelt. And so today, let's try that out and figure out what an ideal ad would need to convince all Americans to wear masks in public. And with us now, we have Connie Peckman, professor of marketing at the UC Irvine School of Business, where she specializes in anti-smoking, anti-drug, and other public health campaigns. Connie, welcome to Take Two.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. All right. First, because this issue of wearing a mask has gotten so politicized, can a marketing campaign even have the power to overcome those very polarized feelings?
Absolutely, because most people are in the middle and are undecided. There are people at the extremes and the campaign is not going to reach them. If people are wearing masks diligently, no point in talking to them. If people refuse to wear masks, then the only people who could probably persuade them are doctors. But there's a huge group in the middle and they're willing to listen.
Now, there have been some highly effective PSAs in the past. Let's listen to one from the 80s and 90s.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
You don't even need to see the ad to imagine the egg in the frying pan. Connie, what are the stats showing that public awareness campaigns can be effective in changing Americans' behavior?
There are literally hundreds of studies that show that public service campaigns can change consumer behavior. For example, the Truth Campaign for smoking substantially reduced the youth smoking rate by, say, 10%. There are dramatic changes in behavior when a good public service campaign airs with a large enough budget that people see it.
Okay, so let's storyboard the perfect campaign for masks. Now, assuming, Connie, that we'll do a TV ad first, let's start off with the scenes and the opening visuals. Where should it be set?
I think it should be set in a place where it's clear that masks should be worn. There's no dispute about it, like a grocery store or a drugstore. I think it needs to be a place where people must go. But even so, you can't ensure social distance because you go around the aisle and lo and behold, there's someone in the next aisle you didn't see. And so you're not 6 feet away. So that's a perfect example of where you have to have a mask.
All right. Now for the people, are there ideal characters or character types that should be used?
I think we need to find real people who either wore their masks and found out that they had coronavirus later and are very proud of themselves for protecting their neighbors, or people who didn't wear a mask and spread the disease and possibly know people that they infected and feel really regretful that they didn't wear the mask. I actually think we need both types of campaigns. Everyone wants to hear their stories, and we aren't hearing the stories. All we're hearing are statistics. So what we need is to find some people who will tell their stories. We've done this with marijuana. We've done this with cigarette smoking. It works.
We're talking about putting an ad campaign for wearing masks. And we have Connie Peckman, professor of marketing at the UC Irvine School of Business. What about the subtle visual details? I mean, how should the masks as props in this ad be featured?
Most importantly, almost everyone has to wear a mask. So if a person is providing a testimonial, they have to be wearing a mask. And the mask has to look attractive, stylish, comfortable, easy to talk through, and not at all problematic. Because one of the concerns people have is they can't breathe with it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. And those concerns have to be completely removed. Just like with seatbelts, ages ago, people didn't like seatbelts, didn't feel it was comfortable to wear seatbelts. And now, if you don't wear a seatbelt, you feel like something's wrong. And if you wear a seatbelt, you feel that it's comfortable and safe. That's what we need to convey with the masks.
All right. I think we've got our ad now, Connie. So I'm wondering one more thing about this. The slogan or maybe a hashtag, because, I mean, that's social media today. How important is it to have a good slogan or hashtag? Something like, say, just say nope to dope.
It's incredibly important. So Black Lives Matter is an amazing slogan. I wasn't able to come up with one for wearing masks, but there are incredible creative people out there, and their first task should be to come up with a slogan.
How about something like this? I'm just spitballing here, Connie. Mask it or casket? Is that too dark, Connie?
A little dark. Black Lives Matter is a very positive message. I think in the end, it shows respect for people of color. So I think we want something a little more positive or aspirational. And so we want to give them hope, because people need to be able to talk about the campaign. And the only way to talk about it is to have a slogan.
Okay, I'll take mine back to the drawing board. Now, as far as the tone of the ad, is it better to go with a serious and informative, or can you have something maybe more fun and humorous?
I think for adults, you probably want something that's serious and honest. For example, older people read the newspaper. They're just much more interested in news and information. But for young people, I think it's best to have something that's humorous and edgy that gets their attention. Young people are a little less serious. They haven't experienced life. And so you have to capture their attention differently, the way they would talk to each other.
What about using celebrities to model good behavior? Like, say if Tom Hanks, who once had coronavirus, was a surprise and was the one in our ad all along.
Celebrities could work, but the problem is that they are people like everyone else and they slip up. So you could have a celebrity saying you have to wear a mask, and then one day they don't have their mask on properly or they don't wear their mask. Someone takes a picture of them. It's on social media, and there goes your campaign. Even if they were walking alone with their dog and there was no one around, if they're not wearing a mask, it undermines your whole message.
Finally, Connie, who should do the ad? Is this an ad campaign that state officials or local officials could take charge of?
It would be wonderful if the Department of Health Services of California could do it, for example. I don't think we're going to get a national campaign at this point, which we did have for marijuana. But I think each state has a Department of Health, and we should go to them and ask them to do this campaign now.
Connie Peckman, professor of marketing at the UC Irvine School of Business, where she specializes in anti-smoking, anti-drug, and other public health campaigns. Connie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.